The family of a vulnerable resident who appeared in last week's RT Investigates documentary into standards of care at facilities run by Ireland's largest provider of private nursing homes has called for accountability for their father and other residents affected by the scandal. In an interview to be broadcast on primetime tonight, the Guy family from Dublin has described their shock and distress at seeing footage of their father Audian being rough-handled at the Benevan Manor nursing home in Glasnevin. It was one of two nursing homes, including the residence Portlaoise, run by the for-profit company Emise Ireland, in which undercover carers found a litany of repeated care failings. Now, for more on these latest developments, we're joined by Aoife Hegarty, the deputy editor of RTE Investigates. It's been a really tough week, Aoife, for the affected families. You sat down with one of the families over the weekend, so will you tell us more about Audie and Guy?
Yeah, 80-year-old Audian Guy, or Audie as he's affectionately known, he's originally from Inchicore in Dublin, but he later moved to Tala, and that's where the Guy family were raised. When the Guy children, that's Paul, Sarah, Cassandra and Dave, when they talk about their father, their faces instantly light up. Sarah described him as the nicest friend and neighbour and the best dad in the whole world. He's the kind of person, she says, who would do anything for you. He's a charitable, loving father who's always been a big hugger. But late last year, Audian had a bad fall at home, and it was while he was in hospital with that he was diagnosed with Lewy body dementia. That's a disease which causes severe confusion and hallucinations. That meant that Audian couldn't return home. He needed daily care, and so the family began searching for a suitable nursing home for their father. To help with that process, Mary, they turned to HICWA for guidance, and they spent days sifting through the regulator's nursing home inspection reports. In the end, they settled on Benevan Manor, having been reassured that the reports indicated it seemed to be a safe place, because the most recently publicly available inspection report from November 2024 for that home said that residents there were happy. It was a centre that was largely compliant with regulations, well managed, and services there were supposed to be of a good standard. So Audian moved into Benevan Manor in January 2025. He was assigned one-to-one care, but before long, the Guy family started to have concerns, as you'll hear now from Audian's father, Audian's son, I should say, Paul Guy.
He was actually left alone many times. I have examples of him sitting on his own in the corridor, ripping up pieces of paper, which is meant to be forms of activity. I have witnessed him cold, with a blanket wrapped around him. I've witnessed really poor care in terms of his toenails that were left for weeks to grow and rot, that I had to go in myself and try cut them. It's actually really upsetting, this. And another day, there was urine all over the floor and in his bedroom or in his bathroom, and the toilet seat wasn't there. It was gone. And it just seems to be a consistent flow of really poor care for people who are in dire need of attention.
Paul Guy there, and Aoife, the Guy family reported the concerns. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, in February this year, the Guy family sent a number of complaints to management at Benevan Manor. They referenced concerns about a general lack of carers and residents being left alone. They'd also seen residents who wanted to use the toilet being left unattended for lengthy periods of time, while they were worried that their father had on occasion been inappropriately handled and sometimes didn't have enough clothes because his laundry had not been done. Now, in early March 2025, that detailed complaint was upheld by management, and the family were assured that corrective actions were put in place to address their concerns. But 3 weeks later, RTE's undercover carer captured disturbing footage, including their father, Audian. In that scene, anyone who watched the programme will likely remember, Audian Guy was directed along a corridor at pace to his bedroom by two carers to have his incontinence pad changed. The carer steered his walking frame, while one held the waist of his trousers. Audian was then forced into his room, his trousers were pulled down, and he was pushed into an armchair. And tonight you'll see Paul Guy say that while the footage was shocking to the family, it wasn't a total revelation, because it verified inklings that they'd already had about the standard of care their father was receiving. It was devastating for them, though, to learn that even after everything they'd done to try and address those concerns, this had still happened their dad. And now they say there must be accountability for that.
So where does this leave the Guy family? Where does this leave their father, Audian?
Well, this is all happening in the backdrop of a national review of Amis nursing homes here, an interim report on that due to the Minister for Older People later this week. He's also meeting representative bodies from the private nursing home sector today. But for the Guy family, this is all about their dad. In the wake of last week's documentary, Amis Ireland apologised to them, saying the standard of care depicted in the footage was unacceptable. They've assured them that actions have been taken immediately to safeguard their father, including a full investigation into staff practice and additional management supervision, training and staff. We asked Amis Ireland if they could comment on the Guy's family's concerns, but they told us they can't comment on individual cases or families. It wasn't an easy decision, Mary, for the Guy family to decide to speak out. They told us their father would hate all this attention, but they're doing it because Audian is the type of person who taught them always to do the right thing. Now they find themselves back looking at HICW inspection reports for a new home for their father, but as you'll hear Paul describe now, it's much more difficult this time around because they've lost faith in a regulatory system that should have protected their father.
We just want what's right for our dad. I go up to see him every day because pretty much every day because I live so close. I dread going to see him. It's what I'm going to find. And that worries me. Whatever nursing home he goes into next, I want to be assured that the HICW reports actually substantiate what they're saying in those reports. And at the moment, I don't believe them. So therefore, I'm at a loss. Who do I trust? I go by word of mouth. Who do I trust? Where's the best next place for my dad to go?
And you can see the full family, the Guy family interview on primetime tonight with Aoife Hegarty. That's on RT1 television at 25 minutes to 10. It's 8:30 now.